everybody. This is Bob and the evidently cerebral damaged Miles Title.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Miles Title, the mayor of Simpleton. What are you doing?
You evidently got a sticky finger on the old receiver there.
Yeah?
I go to start the show, and he hangs up on me.
I got
I'm like, hello?
Cold turkey.
I'm like, what the hell's going on?
I'm sorry.
I'm not your mom coming down the hallway while you're calling a 900 number. So, what are you wearing? Oh, my God, that's my mom! Click! Little coitus phonus interruptus.
Oh, yeah. Like you never.
Miles.
Yeah?
I saw the... Scott Baker sent you a link to a clip of him and Joe Namath.
Yeah.
I just watched that, like, you know, I don't know, half hour ago. Impressive.
I want that clip on our show.
Well, maybe we should ask.
And I'll do anything to get it.
Why don't you just, oh, Jesus. Why don't you just ask him, and then we'll link to it or something.
I'll ask him right now.
Why is he there with you?
Scott?
So, yeah, it was funny. The thing, though, that really put the shock to me was, you know, Baker doesn't have a lot of hair.
Now.
This was like 94 or something?
Yeah.
And he had a lot of hair.
He was like Jason Mewes from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, he had it going on.
He's walking on, noids, drinking beers.
So, yeah, I was like, wow.
I know.
That's a shocker.
I know.
I'm thinking, you know, he was kind of like one of those fast wicks, you know, his hair fall out. I'm glad mine's a little slower than that.
Yeah, Joe Namath right there.
Yeah, Broadway Joe.
Cool.
Yeah, but he was towering over Joe Namath.
I know.
You would think the guy, you know, is a legend.
Yeah.
And here this guy, this Baker guy, nobody, stands over him like, you know.
Yeah.
He's like Andre the Giant without the bulk. Just really tall.
Yeah.
So you'll have to, we'll ask him to see if we can link to it or something. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if he wants all that or what, so.
Oh, I want it.
Well, I mean, you can watch it or whatever.
Oh, I want it.
So, that was cool, though.
No, that was cool.
Yeah.
If whoever's listening, if you have a clip of you talking to a celebrity, please let us know.
Since Miles has a tendency to piss him off.
Yeah.
They don't want to talk to us. Maybe.
Yeah.
You can live vicariously through other people's clips of celebrities.
Yeah.
We don't want, like, famous people talking to... We don't want, like, Entertainment Tonight website. We want, like, just the regular old folks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of your brush with greatness there, or whatever you want to call it, fame, you know, I'm a little bit pissed off. Really.
And why is that?
Well, I've noticed, and I'm just maybe totally delusional about this, but... We discussed this whole Will Wheaton thing a while back, and I watched his website for a couple months before I tried to contact him, you know, and then you pissed him off a couple months after that, right?
Right.
So this has been going on for like 4 months.
Right.
And over that course of that 4 months, I mean, this guy went from obscurity to, like, in the limelight now.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought that was weird. I mean, when I was trying to talk to him, he was right. He wasn't writing about anything.
Right.
I mean, nobody wanted to talk to the guy.
I know.
Now I see he hosted the Screensavers on Tech TV. He's doing all this stuff. He's writing a book. What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't really follow his career too closely.
Well, I'm just saying, I've been reading this weblog for a little while now, and
yeah,
you know, I think I'm going to stop. Yeah. Evidently, he's, you know, zapping my luck or something.
Yeah.
He's a luck sucker. That's what he is. He's one of them goddamn luck suckers.
Go easy, man.
I'm just saying.
Go easy, Pyle. Go easy, man.
And speaking of luck.
Yeah.
Now, you've had inventions you talked about, and movie ideas and just regular ideas you threw out there, right?
Right.
Well, I had an idea. It was probably at the birth of this show almost 4 years ago.
Right.
And I didn't talk about it. I actually had some intentions of doing something about it, but I never did, right?
Okay.
And so then just the other day, I decided I was going to kind of pick up this idea again.
Right.
And I come to find out that somebody else has kind of usurped me with this idea.
And what's that?
Maybe another one of those luck suckers. You know? Maybe it was more like you slurped rather than, anyway.
Right.
I was trying to get that whole thing. Anyway, so I had this idea. It may have been 5 years ago, but I had an idea. You know, I like Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Yeah.
And I like to eat ice cream, number one. Just, you know, right out of the carton, especially. So I always wrapped it in a towel because it would make my hand really cold.
Right.
And so I made, this is a whole elaborate story. I'll try to make it quick. But there's this dude who I used to work with named Phil, who was like a real slimy bastard.
Right.
Super slimy guy.
Yeah.
Phil used to spend more time looking for a job than actually doing the one that he was being paid for.
Right.
I mean, he was really, you know, really slimy. But anyway, he came in one day with a cup of coffee, and he had this stupid little paper thing on it called a Java jacket.
Okay.
And I thought, who the hell thought up with a Java jacket? That's so stupid.
Right.
And unbeknownst to me, my little wheels in my head, my stupid wheels, were turning, and I'm like, hey, why don't I make a padded version of the Java jacket for my Ben and Jerry's ice cream so it'll keep my hand warm?
And did you?
I did. Actually, my wife did. I just told her what to do. But I made a thing that wraps around a Ben and Jerry's and fastens to keep my hand warm.
Right.
And I thought, you know what? This is dumb, but there's a lot of idiots out there who would buy this. I mean, honestly, right?
Right, yeah.
Don't you think?
I guess. I don't really know.
I mean, your wife would pick up one of these things somewhere or whatever. So I sat on this idea, though, for 4 years. I made one, actually. I actually made a prototype, so to speak, and I use it, you know.
Right.
And I just didn't do anything with it. And so then the other day I thought about it again, and I thought, you know, I had to pick that idea back up. Well, lo and behold, I kind of look around, and there's a thing called icecreamcozy.us.
Oh, no.
And some bastard in Oregon is making, or actually doesn't even have a picture of the product itself, but he's making something that goes around a Ben and Jerry's thing.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
Now, it's really stupid, but, I mean, I saw on TV the other day they got this glove that you wear to get things out of the oven.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
I mean, all they need to do with that is it's like some kind of a heat-resistant glove, you know?
Yeah.
Like oven mitt.
Yeah.
But you use it like it's a glove, so you don't drop things. The whole idea, you know, they make these stupid infomercials. Oh, my gosh, what happens whenever you take that hot piping, you know, souffle out of the oven?
Yeah.
Oh! And they show people dropping shit all over the kitchen. So you can hold on to it better, supposedly, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking, if people will buy that, why won't they buy this thing that I talked about, right?
What was your thing made out of?
It was just like fabric that had some insulation in it.
Could it be used as like a marital aid?
No, but the glove I'm sure could.
Oh, I'm just wondering.
I was just going to say, the glove, all I need to do is have some gel to put on it. It would be the love glove slash oven glove, but, you know.
Because that might sell.
The other thing about it, that glove, is it looks just like a Michael Jackson glove from his days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for holding babies off balconies. The sheer grip oven glove.
Yeah.
So I'm so pissed off at myself, number one.
Why didn't you do it?
Why didn't I do it? I know it's stupid. It's a stupid. Yeah. I kept telling myself, this is such a stupid idea.
Yeah.
But I think there's enough stupid people out there who will buy it. So I kept going back and forth like a Jekyll and Hyde thing. You're an idiot. That's a great idea. You're an idiot. People will buy it, you know. So I didn't do anything with it.
You should have.
So then I see this, and I'm like so pissed off at myself.
Oh, man.
I mean, if I could unhinge my knee, which I've done several times accidentally,
right,
and kick myself in the nuts, I would do it.
Oh, man.
But at this point, I don't like to do that anymore. But I'm just angry. So I was just going to tell, you know, the story about being stupid and not really kind of taking things to their full extent. So.
Wow.
So don't go to, I'm going to give the website address again, icecreamcozy.us. And the terrible thing is, they've only got the URL like within this month.
Oh, they
just registered.
What?
So, I mean, it was like 4 years, and I didn't do anything, and then they just pop on the scene and they're selling these things.
Maybe yours could be like a nut warmer.
There you go, there you go.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird, isn't it? Maybe I can hook a 90-volt battery up to it.
Yeah.
It'll be for the, did you hook that up to the spoon? It's
yeah.
like a sadomasochist ice cream eater, so every bite you get a little jolt.
Yeah.
To the old jaw, what do you think?
Why not?
People would love that.
All right.
It could be like a gag gift.
It could squeeze ice cream out of the cup or something.
Then it could be used as a marital aid. I see what you're getting at.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe it could come with a little pump.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you pump it up and...
Pump it up.
You know what I mean?
Keep it going now.
So anyway, I guess the moral of this story is just follow your dream, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just follow your dream. Don't let the fact that it's really stupid and inane get in the way.
Okay.
Because you know what'll happen?
Yeah.
All these fucking luck suckers will come out and get you. So anyway.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? Oh, but don't be surprised if I actually finally do it anyway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you if I do.
Yeah.
I still got to talk my wife into making some more.
Yeah.
Yeah. That may be a problem. So what's going on with you?
You know, I'm here in my bedroom right now, and I'm laying down.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm looking at the closet door.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm seeing, like, a face.
Yeah.
Come out of the wood grain.
All right.
It's almost like a 3D effect.
Sure. Well, if you stare at something long enough, you know, it's like those 3D posters.
I'm not sure if it's, like, a religious thing or not.
Are you touching yourself?
No. No, I don't mean like that. No.
Then evidently it's not a religious thing.
No, it's like an eyes, nose, and a mouth.
Okay.
But I'm looking at this thing. I don't see a chin, though.
Is the mouth... Well, if you don't see a chin, it might be a mirror.
I don't know. No, it's weird.
It could just be your own reflection.
You think?
Yeah, it could be.
I see like a lot of belly... And like a nose and some glasses, I think, above the belly, and that'd be it.
That'd be it? Well, that would be looking at yourself while you're laying down in a mirror.
No, I don't know. It's weird.
You got these tiny feet that don't even go past your belly. You got this Barney Rubble head.
Hey, Fred.
Barney!
Fred.
That's not an apparition. That's your own goddamn face. Hey, yeah. Right, Fred.
Yeah, I've noticed this before, but now
that's terrible. I was thinking about having that thing give me oral.
Oh, my God. That is so wrong. That is really wrong.
Bonnie.
That is...
That's what the third hole in your bowling ball's for.
No, I was just thinking about that.
That's not my thumb gel coming out of there.
Oh, Jesus.
So what's going on?
Oh, man. Oh, God. I can't breathe now. Face got me excited. The face. Hey.
So you,
What? Why what?
Nothing.
My kids are driving me nuts.
Yeah? What's new?
Every time they see something made out of glass, they have to go up and, like, whack it. Like display cases and pinball machines.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, I go to, like, to the pet store, they're up there, whack!
Let's get those fish to look at me.
You know, come on, you fish! Whack!
Well, if you didn't have one of your child's is Bernard Bat hands, isn't it? So, I mean,
I'm getting yelled at by store people.
Hey, you keep those goddamn kids away from my fish.
Do your kids do that?
No.
I mean, I realize your youngest is very young, but...
Right, yeah. Well, he may do it because he just likes to pound things at this point, but...
Man, these kids.
But no, I keep them away from stuff. We lock them up, you know.
But
we don't go out. What?
When you go out.
When I go out, I make them stay by me, so...
Well, I try to, but I'm no good at it.
You need those harnesses with the old strap on the back.
No, you know? I'm not going to wear a strap on. No.
No.
I'm not.
You know the leash, the kitty leash?
No, I know.
You need one of those.
I used to be against those, but now...
No, now you're all for them, aren't you?
No, I'm the one getting yelled at, though.
Well, why shouldn't you be?
I'm just the adult.
Your kids are so young, I mean, you know.
It's just...
They don't know any better. You're the adult. You got to tell them, hey, that's not right, or you got to yell at them, you know?
No, I know. That's what the
people are looking for. They're looking for you to go, hey, come over here before I jerk a knot in your tail.
Yeah.
That's no, what they want. Then they don't hear that, and they get all pissed at you. So.
They're getting rough with stuff, though. Jesus.
Well.
Christ.
You were just about ready to get rough with stuff there a minute ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. With the face in the closet door.
Yeah, exactly.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is my reflection. Look it.
Hey, my nose is growing.
Oh.
But I mean, you know.
That is wrong.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Look, I can reach now.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you expect, huh?
I don't know, man. I'm just
Bam, quit it.
I don't know. They're just getting in this crap at stores and stuff.
Well, don't take them out.
I'm thinking about it.
That's what I do. I don't take them anywhere.
I was in GNC the other day, and they're in there playing with the scale.
What the hell were you doing in GNC?
I don't know. I had to buy something for my wife.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't for me, believe me.
Yeah, right. Let me hear about this.
Believe me.
Could you tell me where the weight loss suppositories are? I was looking for this patch for weight loss.
You have the ice cream warmer, cozy.
There you go. You got the ice cream warmer.
Yes.
My friend Bob says he made one.
They're $25 a piece.
There you go. There you go.
All right.
Raking it in, those sons of bitches.
You luck suckers.
A bunch of luck suckers.
You sucking luck suckers. You know what you are.
So what did they break at the GNC?
They're playing, there's like this talking scale, and like they're whacking it around and...
Say something else besides 50 pounds, you motherfucker.
Talk, bastard, talk.
They do the same thing to you, so. Say something else besides no and get away from me.
I don't know, my one kid, tonight we were out at the grocery store, and there's like this sign up by the carts.
Yeah?
He went up to the sign and he goes, give me the money. Give me the money. What is that about?
Well, you know, when you send them to a rough preschool, what do you expect?
Where do kids get that? I don't get that, man. What?
Television.
I guess.
It's all television.
He's trying to shake down a sign.
Give me the gum.
Give me it.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Well, there you go. They'll learn.
Yeah, I guess.
Live and learn.
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm going to have some fun with this door tonight.
That's enough for me.